Phil Henry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
It's time now for some of the show's funniest lines as submitted by you. An ever-popular feature brought back on The Phil Henry Show. Brought to you by Orville Redenbacher's Popcorn.
Hello, I'm Orville Redenbacher. I guarantee you eat our popcorn, you look in the bowl the next morning, there's not one seed.
Yes, Redenbacher's Popcorn. There isn't a seed in the bowl. Program, Phil Henry here, and we do have our funniest lines from the show. Something that we promised we would do last night, and people responded in a tour de force. Now, later on this evening, I would like to tell you that we're going to have, as our very special guest, Brass Villanueva. He parks cars out on the west side. And Brass, being a professional valet, knows full well that when you give him the keys to your car, you're basically saying, go ahead and take it for a ride. Also tonight, coming up at 8 o'clock, Larry Grover, the angry liberal. His son was arrested by L.A. County Sheriff because apparently they found a journal. In it, his son talked about slitting his teacher's throat and forcing the school nurse to have sex with the dead body. But it was just an April Fool's joke. All right, now. Time for the funniest lines. This is a beautiful... I've just missed this. Because we don't know. I don't know. I mean, we do the bits. And then people, it turned out people, listeners, the audience were recording these things they'd hear on our show. They'd hear our characters say it. They'd hear a guest say it. They'd maybe hear me say it, or they'd hear a caller say it. And they would, they would send it, email us. By the way, Phil, that was a really funny thing. And we were getting so many of these mails, we said, geez, this is make a really cool feature. And it also, as it turns out, was something that was fun for me to do. Well, no sooner did I mention it last night that we got a number of them, and I'd just like to read a few of them off to you, and then tell you that our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com if one has crossed your mind. And when we're done with this feature, we'll move on with the rest of the show. We also have, speaking of emailing, our request flashback will be this hour. If you want to request a flashback on the show, phs@philhenryshow.com. How are we doing with that request line, Mark? Are we going to get that, or is that... We're gonna work it out, because what we're thinking of doing is we're gonna have a request line, so that we can have an all request show. Meaning, you call a special number we give you, you request the bit, we record your call, we play your call, then we play the bit, and so that makes life a little bit easier because it's easier for us to go and track the material down. All right, time now for anyway. This is from Mark. He says, when Herb Sewell is talking about that figment Walter Belhaven playing cards with someone, he says, quote, he'll reach across the table, rip your throat out of your neck, stick it in his pocket, and say, your deal. Pretty good little line there. Hi, Phil. This is from Carl. He says, when the Vatican exhumed Pope John Paul XXIII in the year 2001, which apparently was done, he was so well preserved that they put his body on display. You had a character by the name of Austin Amarca who claimed that Pope John's corpse was being used as a test of faith for Catholics to see if they could withstand the papal stank. All right, then. Doug Danger said, quote, you liking Destiny's Child is like picking corn out of a baby's diaper. Vernon Dozier said, you want to see somebody who's going to be all in? Watch me, because of Vernon Dozier said, you want to see somebody who's going to be all in? Watch me, because in about 10 minutes, my pants are coming off. Train operator in Scared Straight Disneyland feature. You see that pack of cigarettes I just gave to Tram 6, the guy that's going to Pinocchio? Your ass belongs to him. And then David G. Hall said, poker? Yeah, I bet you poker. Now we have this from Steve in Middletown. He says, the two funniest lines I heard was the classic from Steve Bozell saying, man, this isn't a job for Jesus. This is a job for an attorney. The other was recently from Bob Green of Fraser Food saying, the experience you have shopping at our store is like none other. You come The experience you have shopping at our store is like none other. You come in, you buy your food. You pay for it and you get out. It's funny. All right. This is a line said by Bobby Dooley. You say you know about the PTO and you don't know what a butt pirate is. This is from Larry Grover. My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat. Wait a second. My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you. I'm sure I couldn't have it. Steve Bozell said, I remember thinking how much I love her, even while it... Steve Bozell said, I remember thinking how much I love her, even while it burned as I was urinating that day. David G. Hall said, I don't know. David G. Hall said, I don't know. Is this just a bit? Okay. Excuse me. David G. Hall said, I don't know who's on first. What's on second? I don't care. Play shortstop and shove it all the way up your ASS. Plays third base. Then it was Jay Santos saying, okay, so now I'm a fag and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen? Jay Santos, I remember this bit. This is, Jay was really upset because he wasn't getting respect this day. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police said, this lady called me a faggot. She called Sub-Commander Bill Nugent a faggot. She called Major Elvis Newton a faggot. She said, we all looked like faggots in our fairy-ass pith helmets. Vernon Dozier said, if George W. Bush wasn't spending all of his time in the self-help section of Barnes & Noble looking for Hill the Dada within books, we may not be on the brink of war. Only I think Vernon's probably said it like, looking for help heal that da-da. R.C. Collins said, I saw Three Kings 11 times. I know what desert is like. Lloyd Bonafide, I'll tell you something else that you may not like. I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man. You guys know what Burning Man is? You know what that is, Harry? Oh, it's... I gotta go to it sometime. You know what it is, Clint? Oh, dude, a bunch of geeks, cats that are ufologists... People that are into, like, mysterious crystal therapy, people that believe in extra-dimensional travel, people that have been waiting for the mothership to arrive, all the Heaven's Gate whack jobs, everybody wearing purple, everyone with a freaking cone head, they all go out to the desert once a year in their campers, in their vans, in whatever they got, in their, you know, their wagons, their motorcycles, and they party for a few days, and they have seminars and crap about, you know, Martians, and then at the end of this thing, they have erected, throughout this period, a huge man made out of, you know, burnable, flammable material. It's this huge guy, and it's like a temporary city that they build, and then at the end of this thing, they set fire to this gigantic man, and they call it Burning Man. And then at the end of that, they play as they all drive away. All right, so, and then Roland Schwinn said, I haven't heard anyone say swallow so much since my honeymoon. Dr. Jim Sadler said, if it weren't for us doctors, you people would be biting through the umbilical cord. Larry Grover, marry a Democrat and she'll rub it in your face while you're trying to... Larry Grover, marry a Democrat and she'll rub it in your face while you're trying to write a letter to Rush Lamba. Larry Grover also said, Robert Blake did the only thing a man could do in his situation. She showed him her breasts and he shot her. And then Lloyd Bonafide said, I said, here's your wiener. And she looked at it and said, I meant a... Lloyd Bonafide said, here's your wiener. And she looked at it and I said... Okay, I'm sorry. Lloyd Bonafide said, here's your wiener. And she looked at it and said, I meant a hot dog, not a cocktail wiener. Well, I just saw red. Then Lloyd said, I blacked out. When I regained consciousness, I had my thing in one hand and a wig in the other. He was asked if he still had his penis in a hot dog bun. What in the hell? And then Steve Bozell said, I don't know. Can we say this five-finger one? I better not. Okay, I'll move on from that. Bobby Dooley, I once wore pants to church four Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what is. Yeah!
Yes, the funniest lines. Send them to phs@philhenryshow.com.
I once wore pants to church four Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Tonight on the show, we're going to have Jay Santos. But no, we won't. We're going to have Larry Grover, the angry liberal. Larry Grover. And then in our final hour of the program tonight, we will be talking with Brass Villanueva, a car park valet, about a controversy he's dealing with. And it's time now on The Phil Hendry Show for our by request flashback, and we get these by way of email. All you got to do is email us at phs@philhendryshow.com. And here it is. This is from Nick. It says, "Hey, Phil, I have a request for a Doug Danger bit." Doug is our gay man and our gay journalist. It's from February of 2004. Now, during the gay marriage controversy, he was going up to people and asking them what they thought of gay marriage. If they disagreed with his viewpoint, he would poke them in the chest and say, "Well, I'm gay. Now what do you think about it?" Stay savvy, Nick. Here he is, Doug Danger, gay man and gay journalist.
This guy is ridiculous. How can he dare to encroach his own opinions on someone else and step on their own individualism?
Their own what?
Their own individualism.
Well, let me ask you, are you in favor of gay marriage, yes or no?
No.
All right, so in other words, you want to piss me off.
Exactly. Because how dare
you try
to tell me how to think?
That proves it. That proves that you really don't have an opinion about it. You just want to piss me off. Now, see, only a gay man can get that truth out of you.
Excuse me, I have a gay woman sitting right next to me, and she agrees with me.
Are you gay?
The same way.
Are you gay?
No.
You know I'm gay?
Yes.
All right, so, and you are in favor of gay marriage?
No.
Yeah, but you just said you're against it because you want to tighten my jaws, right?
Nope. I just want to point out...
See, you lied again because you did.
...step on someone else's toes and say, "Hey, look, I'm gay... think my way and screw what you think."
Wait a
you
minute.
Know, your own
I don't know.
Be.
I don't know why you're against gay marriage. You got a girlfriend sitting there who
yeah.
would probably love to be your wife. And
yep.
I've talked to about 100 teens and I only had to really slap about 3 of them.
You know what? You know why she wouldn't
want
to be my girlfriend? Because she respects my own opinion about my life.
Yeah, but you're hanging around.
I'm a mother of 2 small children.
You're hanging around with her because the gay lifestyle is calling you.
No. Because she's been my best friend since we were 14.
That's like saying you got a blacket for a best friend. It's impossible. Only whites hang with whites and straights hang with straights. Now,
what kind of world do you live in, man?
Oh, stop it, Phil. I've talked to 100 teenagers. Most of them are honest. Yeah, man, I'm in favor of it. Yeah, yeah. 2 of them got out of line. I slapped them. And I don't like to do that. I don't like to slap young people. I don't like to slap them across the face and see them cry.
There is no way that you live in a real world.
Well, I'm telling you, Doug, you slap one of my kids.
Oh, here we go. You got to act tough again?
I'm not acting tough. You're the guy acting tough. Hey, what do you think about gay marriage? I'm against it. Yeah? Think about it again.
So you're calling me a bully.
You're slapping kids. You're pushing this lady around, calling her a liar, saying...
She's the one that said that the only reason why she was against gay marriage is because she wanted to piss me off. So that's not honest. You know what?
How can you tell
you know
me Julie,
I'm gonna ask
saying... Wait a minute.
Ask your girlfriend. You say your girlfriend's on the fast pitch team, right?
She's in the car, or she's in the store right now, but she is riding alongside me in the car.
She's fast pitch.
What?
What do you mean fast pitch?
She's a diesel dyke.
How in the heck do you call someone something like that when you act the way you do?
Ma'am, I'm trying to determine, are you the gay one or is she?
She is.
Oh,
I'm
and
married
you're...
with 2 small children.
And you're in favor of gay marriage and she's against it.
No. She has been married for 12 years.
She's been married for 12 years, your friend,
yes,
Julie?
She has.
Is she married to a guy?
No.
Well, I don't understand.
I do not agree with
she's
her
She's a gay woman.
But I respect her enough to... still be her friend. That has nothing to do with our friendship.
Ask her if she's your friend and she's gay. Ask her how well she'll treat you when the gay riot comes down. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's when it's all going to be...
Oh, stop with the gay riot.
You know what?
She has marched in gay pride marches, okay?
Yeah,
and
she respects
anyone that has a different opinion than she does.
Julie, I'm going to say this to you with all respect, but I think you more than once have been curious about eating a lunch, haven't you?
What do you mean eating
I mean that Julie is a wannabe lunch eater. and she's hanging out with a gay woman. Have you heard of a threesome? She wants you to come over to have a little lesbo sandwich with her and her girlfriend so that you can...
Will you stop?
You know, I've been asked about threesomes before, and I've turned them down every single time, and it's not...
Yeah, you know why? Because those women won't shave.
All right.
That has nothing to do with it.
I don't know. There's something about that call. The woman is straight. She doesn't agree with the gay lifestyle. She's got a very good friend who is a gay woman who has marched in gay parades. You see, there's sometimes in life just the facts just hit you right in the kisser, but you can't say it because I guess it's obvious to everybody but the person that's talking, and they think they got everyone fooled. I guess it's at a time like this, but I'll need... Thank you. All right. I wanted to mention this to you because this is something that I have talked about on the show, and I got a couple of emails from people saying, oh, why don't you quit with all of that? Will you stop, Henry? You don't even know what you're talking... You don't know how the real world works. Because I've been on the air, and I've said, I don't dig these guys in the far left-hand lane, and they're going slow, and they're bugging me and tightening my jaws. Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry. Coming up later on in the show, we'll have, of course, Larry Grover and Brass Villanueva. Now, getting back to me getting angry. See, I'm not the only one. People, when they're out on the freeway... A lot of us understand that the far left-hand lane is for passing only. You don't sit in that lane on your dead can doing 65, blocking everybody, faster traffic from behind, from getting ahead of you. And, you see the people, they get that smug look on their face, and they're not moving for anybody. Even if you ride past them waving a gun, they're not moving. Well, guess what? Colorado cracks down on left-lane dawdling. Woohoo! Look out! Now, this is big news. You want to know why? This is picked up by Associated Press out of Colorado. This is national news. As if to say, what's this about? Well, let me tell you what it's about. The state of Colorado is serious about its no dawdling laws, what they call it in left lanes. Drivers who insist on staying in a passing lane are risking tickets as the Colorado State Patrol has begun enforcing a law requiring motorists to use the left lane for passing only. Since the patrol started enforcing the left lane law 3 months ago, troopers have written about 460 tickets, or about an average of 5 a day to drivers who are sitting on their dead can in that left lane. The law applies in zones with speed limits of 65 or higher. It took effect on July the 1st. Let me tell you something, this law has been in existence in many states for years. But troopers gave people kind of a grace period. Now, what the Colorado troopers are finding is when they pull people over for this, they go, I didn't know... everybody's playing, oh, wow, I didn't know it was against the law. And the cop's going, oh, yeah, it's against the law, right? Guess what? We just papered you. Have a very nice day. Because what happens is a lot of these people who will sit there on I'm not talking about the people that are in the fast lane. They suddenly realize, oh, my God, there's a lot of traffic behind me. I should move over. I've seen that. Thank you very much. It's nice of you to finally recognize that you're just sort of sitting there playing, twiddling your thumbs, man, while everybody's trying to get on with their lives. I'm talking more about the people who sit there on purpose as if they're a cop and they're going to regulate the traffic behind them, right? Those are the guys that start getting tickets. Now, they're doing it in Colorado. And I can only get down on my knees and pray to the God of my parents' choice, to the Jesus that at one time in my life I called my Savior, and maybe I will again. It all depends. That the California Highway Patrol, Florida State Patrol, Georgia State Patrol, Oregon State Patrol, the Beaver Brigade, the New York Simulated Minutemen, and the Citizens Auxiliary Police all start ticketing people in that fast lane, baby. Because when that day arrives, when I start seeing them, CHP troopers start handing out those tickets to those left lane jackballs that sit there with the smug look on their face going 65 while there's 18 miles of traffic behind them, when I see that, hallelujah, baby, it's a new day. I'll change my religion. Because right now, Colorado, and there's a reason why this makes national news, folks. If this was no big thing, it wouldn't be picked up by Associated Press and thrown all, and then, of course, it was actually picked up by Associated Press, and ABC had it on their website. Cracking down on left lane dawdling. Day's coming, man. Judgment Day is at hand. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. All right, coming up, Bill Dunderson with News for Immigrants. If you're newly arrived in the United States, don't have a real grasp on the language, Bill has been on many cruises with his wife. They just got back from the Danube River cruise. And they, of course, have been to the Bahamas, so they know all about foreigners and how to talk to them. And he'll have news for immigrants coming up here on The Phil Hendry Show. Later on, of course, it's Larry Grover and Brass Villanueva. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is David G. Hall. On behalf of the Phil Hendry Show, we've got some very exciting news, and I'm joined now by Phil Hendry. Phil?
Hi, David, and welcome to our program. What's up?
Well, let me tell you what's up. You are listening right now to the theme music to the great, phenomenal television program, American Idol. One of the reasons why American Idol has been so successful, Phil, as a vice president of syndication, not only for your program, but also for many of the talent that works here at the Premier Radio Networks, Ryan Seacrest, the host of American Idol, will receive on April 20th his own star on the world-famous Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow, that is tremendous news.
That absolutely is tremendous news. And I want to let you know, Phil, and other employees have joined in, that there will be a bus leaving here at 10:30 on the 20th. So you can write that down on your calendar.
For what? I'm sorry, for what?
Hold on, Killer Music Bud.
Killer Music Bud, what?
I'm sorry?
There'll be a bus leaving from here at the building for what?
There's going to be a bus leaving from the office on the 20th at 10:30. So we want everybody on board.
For what? To go over there?
To go to Hollywood, yeah. Hello? You know, that's dead air, Phil, and you know I hate dead air.
Okay, I'm sorry, we're going over, you want me to go over to this?
Yes, I'd like you to go over to that. Ryan Seacrest is getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And boy, you'd screw up a wet dream, wouldn't you? Hit the music again, bud.
Hey, Mr. Hall.
Let's start this all over again. This is right,
hold on, kill the music.
What are you doing?
I don't particularly want to go over and...
I want everybody there lined up behind Ryan as he's kneeling on one knee and he's looking at the camera with that big crap-eating grin and the shoe-shined hair and Johnny Grant with his big kisser. And Johnny's got to be 116 if he's a day. And I want you and everybody else lined up behind in the picture, all smiling as if someday you hope to be as good as him. Yes, this is David.
Kill the music for a minute.
What are you doing?
I don't want to go over to the Ryan Seacrest thing.
Oh, now I get it. You're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yes, you are. Ryan Seacrest is getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Let me tell you something. I do not begrudge Ryan his star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I don't...
Well, look at Phil. This is embarrassing enough for me. It's being done on your program. I asked you if you would please... As a part of your radio...
You're making him mad. Look at David, I'm sorry.
You've ruined all the timing on this. You know what? Go to the nether reaches.
What did I do?
Well, I mean, he was excited. What did you do?
Call him back, man. I
God, man.
Call him back! 1-800-449-8686.
What?
David, I'm sorry, man.
Well, look it. I came on to make an announcement. We're very proud of Ryan.
I congratulate Ryan on his star.
I want you over there.
I don't want to go. All right, I'll go over there if it'll make you happy. I am sorry.
And I'd like you to have a nice big smile. The smile that I'm looking for from you, from Rome, from Laura, and the rest of them is a smile of, wow, I hope someday I can be down on my knees the way he is. This is David G. Hall, and we hope you guys will enjoy Ryan Seacrest getting a star there. Phil Hendry is going to be there. And also, I forgot one thing, Phil, but kill it music.
Kill it, bud.
One other thing. part of the fee for getting a star on the Walk of Fame is...
Wait, what do you mean the fee?
Well, you got to pay $7,000 to get a star.
I didn't know that.
Oh, bull crap, you didn't know that.
Well, I didn't know it's seven G's.
Yeah, you got to pay $7,000. And one of the things you have to do is maintain it. And, they had the problem with Dees. Rick Dees has got a star in the Walk of Fame, and it's... I don't even want to tell you, but you go by it, there's human waste on it. You've got to clean it off. And that was one of the reasons they wanted to pull Rick Dees' star off the Walk of Fame, because there was like a guy who was coming along. I don't know if you've seen these guys that don't have legs, they can't walk, and they'll like wipe their butts off on Rick Dees' star. And I just...
Okay, I don't need to know the particulars.
All right, but the point is, we need to keep it clean. So I want you going over there a couple times a week.
No, hold on for just a second.
Oh, are you too good for this, Phil?
Wait. There's got to be some other people around here that can go over to Ryan Seacrest's star and keep it clean.
All I'm asking you to do is to go over with a rag and a bottle of 409. Big deal.
How many times a week?
Look, we can't have our... Ryan Seacrest is our shining star. He's our own star. What, do you want him over there wiping it off? That's great. Oh, hi, Mr. Seacrest. Can I have your autograph? Sure, I'll wait after you're done buffing off your star there. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Phil?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? Why don't you send Bud?
I got stuff that Bud's doing. I got stuff that you're doing. There's all kinds of stuff.
Why doesn't Bud go over and clean the star off?
I want you to go over and clean off Ryan Seacrest's star as soon as it's in the ground on April 20th. Number one. Number two... At 10:30, a bus is leaving here. I want you, all the secretaries, everybody, in that bus. There'll be a box lunch. Mr. Seacrest will then be, he'll arrive by limousine. You guys get off the bus, smile for the pictures, get on the bus, there'll be bottled water, and then we'll take you back.
And Mr. Seacrest leaves by way of limousine.
I can see that little green devil poking his head up.
Yeah, he's all jealous.
You're all jealous, aren't you?
Look, I can take going over for Ryan Seacrest getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I can even take a bus going over there, getting a box lunch, and having bottled water coming back. I will not go over there with a rag and a bottle of 409 two times a week to wipe it off.
So you'd rather have a bum rub his butt off on it, is that it? I'll tell you what, keep it up and Bud's going to get a star before you do. In fact, we've already put in the application the 7 G's for a Bud Dickman star on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, that makes sense. For the way that I'm treated, that makes sense.
What do you mean? You want to talk to your doctor? Look it, all I'm saying to you is have a little bit of team spirit. Or is it you need to go to the Barnes & Noble section and look up how to heal the
doctor
within? Now go on down to the fifth ring, left, pit six, tie yourself off on the spit. The devil will be by shortly. God!
You know, this guy calls me up.
Well, you gotta understand, it's his job.
He can't call me in the middle of a show and say, oh, gee, Phil, with the American Idol music playing, Ryan Seacrest is getting a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And we'd like you to be there. And, oh, yeah, a bottle of 409 and a rag twice a week to wipe it off.
But it gets a lot of chewing gum on it.
I don't give a crap if it gets chewing gum. That's not the point, bud. That ain't my job, man.
Well, who's going to do it?
I got a great idea. How about Ryan goes over and does it himself? Get Dr. Laura to do it.
Oh, yeah, right. You get your throat cut, slit from ear to ear, and drained of all the blood.
Well, they're not going to have me do it. Get on the bus. We'll provide a box lunch, and then Mr. Seacrest arrives by limousine. What is this stuff about 7 G's?
That's what you got to have.
To get a star in a Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
Well, what if I paid him $7,000?
It's not good enough.
Why?
You got to be nominated. People want to have you over there. They want to have you be on Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, so I'm not cool enough?
Probably not, no. Ryan Seacrest, he's bitching. He's on American Idol and everything.
You know, I did a pilot. You know, I got hired for a pilot.
Big deal. You and your pilots. Give me a pain with your pilot. Yeah, I got a pilot for you. Just crashed into a mountain.
Ha, 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 ha. I got a pilot for you. He just crashed into a mountain.
You can get a star in the West Hollywood, you blade. Why don't you get a star in the West Hollywood Walk of Fags? Ow!
I knew what you were going to say. The West Hollywood Walk of Fags.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were. Pardon me. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have Larry Grover. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
What is Phil Jackson? The Lakers will play tonight in Los Angeles, just to alert the rest of the country. Not that you care or that I care, but they are playing so that we can talk a little crap about them. Starting with the fact that Phil Jackson's supposedly sitting up in Jerry Buss's box, if you'll pardon the expression. And what, they're going to bring him back? Oh, come on. Why don't you guys get serious and move on? The Jackson era, over. Magic era, over. Showtime, over. Jerry West, over. Let's move on. New day, new life, new love. Shaq's gone. We got Kobe. Put a team around him, and let's just, you know, whatever we got to do, we got to do. But get that Jackson out of here, him and his girlfriend. Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. That's your daughter? I love her. I think she's a very charming young lady. Speaking of, anyway, getting back to Hollywood Boulevard and the star and the Walk of Fame and all of that nonsense, you guys... You know, it's crazy. I remember when I was a kid, I was like a lot of you guys, if you've come to Hollywood, if you're sightseeing, if you're a tourist, you go anywhere. You go to New York, you go to Miami, you go to Atlanta, you go to any city, San Francisco, to see things. You look at it and you marvel at it, and you don't really know the story behind it a lot of times. The locals will tell you, for instance, in San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge is a pain. Golden Gate. People that drunks going down that road, man, and what about that man cow? So, the Walk of Fame's no different. Now, there's all kinds of stories. If you go down the Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard, you see all these stars. And when I was a little kid, they took me out there for the first time. I'm like, wow, look at that, Jimmy Cagney, Clark Gable. I mean, movie stars, you know. Look at that, Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman, Gene Hackman, Shirley MacLaine. I'm looking at these names, you know, these great movie star names. Now what am I looking at here? Rick Dees. No offense, Rick. Rick's a wonderful guy, but come on, man. At least you could do Dees is go down there and wipe your star off with some 409. So what happens is you do have to keep these stars clean. And it is up to you, the person with the star, to keep it clean. Now, wouldn't it be a riot if you saw Carol Lombard down there in the 40s just polishing it up? That's, you know... Jimmy Cagney would go down there once a week and wipe his star off. But they do have a guy among the many characters on Hollywood Boulevard. This guy is some kind of a novelty. He's a guy that doesn't have any legs, and he goes up and down Hollywood Boulevard on one of those pallet boards, much like Eddie Murphy in, what was it, Trading Places? Trading Places. You know, Eddie Murphy was conning people and thinking he was a legless Vietnam veteran. Well, this guy actually doesn't have any legs, and I don't know whether he's a veteran or not, but he is the most odious, insulting, crusty bastard. And people will say, well, he doesn't have legs. You know, Phil, cut him a little bit of slack, you know. He's out in front of that, what is it, the Frolic Room, asking for people to buy him drinks. He says, tells people to get the hell out of his way. He's wiping off the stars, right? And I thought, you know, a really cool way to get in the news would be, because everybody is the same. When you see a guy with no legs and he's living on a pallet board, you figure he's entitled to anything, right? Don't you think? You see a guy in a wheelchair, don't you think he's entitled to insult, to malign, to call your mother a whore, to call your sister a tramp? Don't you believe so? Because he's suffering, isn't he? I mean, he's got it worse than we'll ever have it. Some dude with no legs. No legs, and he's going through life on a skateboard. He's going through life on a skateboard using his hands. You figure that guy's got a right to call you the world's largest flamer in front of your girlfriend, and you should take it, right? But I think one of these days I'm going to go down to Hollywood Boulevard, and he's going to come barreling past me, telling me to get out of the way. And I don't know if you ever admired the wonderful technique of Jan Stenerud of the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe Jan still holds the scoring record in the NFL. He might have been surpassed. Jan did that nice soccer-style kick. He brought it in along with the Gogolak brothers. So when the legless man goes down the street screaming and bitching about everything, I'll just approach right as he gets right at the corner of Gower, and just come at him like Jan Stenerud and kick his ass right into the intersection as a milk truck makes its way through. What do you think of that? What happened to my music, bud?
Forget it.
Just a big run, you know. Henry approaches the legless cripple. It's up. It's good.
All right.
Get out of my way. I get a star on Hollywood Boulevard. I want that bum cleaning it off, or I'll be down there, and I'll be pulling for a 53-yarder with 2 seconds left. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up is Larry Grover, the angry liberal, and Brass Villanueva on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Our website is www.philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. You get access to all of the classic comedy going back years and years and years in our archives. $6.95 a month, baby. You can download it. Coming, and we're very, very excited about this, coming on April the 11th. So I guess that's just what's the day? Today's the 6th or 7th? Today's the 7th? Monday on the 11th, on Monday, you'll be able to get a hold of the Phil Henry podcast. It's a new Phil Henry podcast, the same MP3 download of the show you've received for the last year, but programmed in a way that allows it to be automatically downloaded to your computer. Please go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com, for more details. Let's go to a very quick call here. Logan? Logan, you there?
My grandpa says that Johnny Cochran...
Logan, I want to ask you something.
My grandpa...
Logan, hold on. Where are you going?
We're going to Legoland.
Tell him.
My grandpa says that Johnny Cochran was a fast-talking darkie that should have spent more time tap-dancing and singing than lying in a courtroom. And
okay, that's all I want.
And my grandpa, he says he hopes that Peter Jennings coughs so hard while he's doing the news that his cancer wig falls off. And my grandpa says...
All right, hang up on this kid, bud.
My grandpa, he says they should put the Pope's body in a big ice cube and sell tickets. And my dad...
Hang up on him, bud.
And my grandpa says that when he orders a salad, he likes it when they use fresh shavo. All
right, hang up.
Hold on, Logan. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.